What up, what up? So, something that's been on my mind for a while, but it's kind of been a little bit more in my face the last couple of weeks, is the topic of winning and what success looks like. I've seen a lot of people post videos, a lot of people put quotes, and I've posted stuff. I mean, I post stuff all the time. But what I'm realizing more and more is that people are falling into two traps from what I've seen. They fall into the social media trap, where they think that if they go online and post a bunch of Instagram quotes or a bunch of motivational videos, that somehow that's going to catapult them, you know, to be into a position of success. And then the other trap is that they fall into where they have mentors, they have coaches, which is great, but then that mentor coach ends up being the person that tells them this is what success looks like. For me, for the longest time, it was money, right? I wanted to run my own company. Right, I wanted to do a lot of big things financially, right? And I still have some pretty big goals, especially on the financial side. But it's funny how the moment, you know, that my daughter is born, how all those things seem to change, right? They almost get a little bit smaller. And I'm not saying money doesn't matter. I'm not saying that, you know, people don't have to eat. People, you know, they don't have a certain quality of life. But what I am saying is that at the end of the day, it's kind of like that saying of, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Well, so is success. You have to ask yourself, what do you value, right? You have to ask yourself, what do you want? What do you care about? You know, for some people, legitimately, if they're cool living in a, you know, a little bit of a smaller home and, you know, whatever, 1,500 square feet or whatever it may be, and they're cool with that, they're content, they're legitimately happy with that, you know, if it's just them or their family or whatever it is, that's cool. Now, other people, you know, want more maybe. They want maybe a bigger home, right? Or maybe they want a more expensive car or they have to make X amount of dollars in a year. You know, at the end of the day, I can't tell you how many people I've seen, and there's been times where I've went through this where I thought that I needed to do X, Y, and Z, and that would make me successful, and then I do X, Y, and Z, and there's no fulfillment. And it's because at the end of the day, the idea of being successful and the reality of being successful are two different things. And so what I would suggest and what I would, you know, it preach to anyone is don't fall into the trap of the social media game where, you know, you're going to be told by these other entrepreneurs or these other people posting videos or whatever it is, that, you know, this is what you got to do to be successful. All right. Don't fall into the trap of what another individual tells you. At the end of the day, it has to come down to what you want, what you value, what you care about, because then that will bring you fulfillment. And that's what I've learned, you know, in the early stages of my journey. When it comes to what winning looks like and when it comes to what success looks like.